So at the end of Karbanos, we say something called Ezu Makom and Shalzvachim, which are really Mishnayos, which many people don't have a clue what they're saying. It's very intricate. Kachim is not the easiest set of Mishnayos to learn, nor without any Perushim in the Siddur, really going blind of just reading straight Mishnayos. We also then say Rabbi Yishmael Omer, which many people don't understand fully. It's intricate ways of exegesis about how to learn things out. Rabbi Yishmael has all these ways of klal prats, prat uklals, very, you know, tough, very yeshiva bachar type of limudim. So why are we saying it? And do we accomplish anything by actually saying it? So if you read Shulchan Aruch says that we threw in these parts of davening, Ezu Mekoman and Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Why? So that a person should learn Mishnah and Gemara every day. Gemara in Kiddushin says a person needs to learn Chumash, Mishnayos and Gemara every day. So Chumash we definitely do in many parts of davening. Mishnah is Rabbi Ezra Mekoman, and Gemara is Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Even though Rabbi Yishmael Omer is not actually a Gemara, it's a Shulchan Aruch, it's actually only a Medrash, but Medrash is like Gemara, Shulchan Aruch says, and therefore, that is why we say this every day. Okay. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says something very scary. He says that the Ein Kriyas Perek Zeh Brises at Ola Limud Mishnah V'Talmud, it only counts as Mishnah and Gemara L'misha Maven, if you understand it. If you don't understand it, you got to know what you're talking about. You got to have a shir in Ezo Makom and Shilzvachim to try to understand what exactly is going on. Shim Lokein, if you don't understand it, it doesn't count as learning Torah, because only tefillah, only davening, if you don't understand it, is it worth something? Because you just, it's part of davening. Avlim Omer, Mishnah, Braisa, Veino Maven, Eino Nikra Limud. It's not called learning. It's a little bit scary, because you say is it Makoman every day, or supposed to say it every day, if we get to it, and then we, most of us have no idea what we're talking about, and Shechitasim Bat Sofen, Kibul Damu, Chisharis Bat Sofen, and you really need to study the Kachim to know what we're doing and what the Avodah entails. According to Mishnah Berurah, if you don't know what you're saying, it's worthless to say it, because it's not accomplishing anything. It's supposed to accomplish learning Mishnayos, supposed to accomplish learning Gemara. If you don't know what you're saying, it's not called learning. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, yep.
Before we get to this Ezra Kohn, the book of Machaber,
yeah.
Harav says, the God, what you have to say about Gemara is Parshas
of Talmud. Talmud, correct, correct.
I, and
the other Ketoris is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, this is not the Teres Tefillah.
We could agree to 100%.
So, if you, let's say, we you say, so,
that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Exactly.
Don't have enough time.
Yeah.
If you learn later, the Gemara and Mishnah is
okay. So fine. So, but now we just understand: is that really true? Also, this is a big yesod that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you don't understand what you're learning, then it's worthless. And to do something, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that's only with Torah Shabbal Peh, not with Torah Shabiksav. If you read Chumash, you don't fully understand the Chumash. That's fine. But for Torah Shabbal Peh, you have to actually understand what you're saying. So I'm going to give you three nafkaminas, three ramifications in all of Judaism of where a similar Mishnah Berurah is quoted and comes up. Number one, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah himself who writes by Sfiris Omer. It's far in the distance, but Sfiris Omer is not so far in the distance. So Sfiris Omer, if you count it in English, are you Yotze or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you are Yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah that, because only if you understand English. The guy from France doesn't speak English, he can't count in English. But if you are English, American, you can count in English because you know what you're talking about. Because, says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to understand what you're saying by Sfiris Omer. If you don't understand how to count, if you don't know what you're saying, then even if you count in Hebrew, it's no good. Why? Because counting in Sfiris Omer is similar to this Limud HaTorah. And he quotes, he refers to this, the Shaar HaTzion says, well, why is Sfiris Omer any different than davening? Davening, you don't have to understand what you have to say. Says the Shaar HaTzion, because it's not like davening. There are certain parts of davening which aren't really davening. They're actually learning or counting, and things like that you must understand. That's number one. Number two, classic case, a group of people by Shacharis, hopefully this doesn't happen by you too often, you realize, okay, we got to run to work, davening, schlepping along, we're going to skip Kriyas HaTorah today. It's Monday, Thursday. Okay, what are we going to do? You have half the minions already out the door. So it's a set shul. We're skipping Kriyas HaTorah. Does that minion need a wane by mincha or not? So V'yasku Avdi Rabbi Avadi Odaya Syrian Posek from the previous door, he writes in his Yasku Avdi that the shul should not wane by mincha. You know why? Because what's the point of waning on Monday and Thursdays? So you don't go 3 days without learning. But he says, since you say Ezo Mekoman, and since you say Rabbi Shmo Omer, you're learning Mishnayos. So even if you skip waning, not suggesting you skip waning, but if you happen to skip waning, you shouldn't make it up by mincha because you're not going 3 days without learning. Every day you say Ezo Mekoman Shel Zvachim. So I saw this sefer called Hareach HaTov. Well, I don't know who this is. It's Rabbi Eretz Yisrael. He writes in his Akhtama, he's the chief Bukharin rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. But I tried to Google that. I couldn't find anything about chief Bukharin rabbi. And so maybe one of the Bukharins can help me out here. I don't know. His name is Rabbi Rubin. He writes the sefer Mereach Tov. He writes he's the chief Bukharin rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. But he writes in the sefer, he attacks this Yasko Avdi. He says, I don't get it. No one understands a word of Ezo Mekoman, what they're saying. So you're going to tell me Ezo Mekoman counts as learning for to go 3 days without learning? He says, I understand Kriyas HaTorah waning. People understand the Chumash, the basic Chumash, especially Risha. But to understand Ezo Mekoman, no one understands Ezo Mekoman. So he says, therefore, maybe you should have to repeat the waning by Mincha. He says, it's not a good proof. Again, you see the same issue. Do you have to understand what you're talking about or not understand what you're talking about? Example number three, we're supposed to say Kriya Shema Lamita. Many of us fall asleep often, you know, before you actually get to the whole Kriya Shema Lamita. But Kriya Shema Lamita, some say, and say for Mate Levi writes, based on some Gemaras in Brachos and other poskim, that Kriya Shema Lamita is really a form of learning. We're trying to ward off the mazikin, these dangerous spirits, by learning right before we go to bed. It's a form of learning. According to that, says the Mate Levi, you have to actually understand what you're talking about. It's not enough to run through Yoshe Beseser or run through all this, all the psukim or all the Mizmarei Tehillim that you say in Kriya Shema Lamita and Kriya Shema itself. You would have to actually understand it because it's a form of Limud HaTorah. But then he doubts that based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because since it's Torah Shebaksav, maybe you don't have to actually understand every word. But again, you see three examples where they're citing this Mishnah Berurah where learning doesn't count unless you understand it. I'll end with the most unbelievable. I couldn't believe I saw this. So I happened to fall upon this Sans Kloisenberger Rebbe, which has to do with this upcoming week's Parsha. I know everyone's still in Vayigash. You have to turn ahead to Vayichi. Yeah? You have a good Dvar Torah you can remember for Shabbos. Everyone knows Vayigash to Vayichi, there's no break in the Torah. It's Sosom, right? Rashi tries to say, why? Okay, because that was the beginning of the end of the Jewish people now in Mitzrayim. They have a whole long Shibud ahead of them. Says the Sans Kloisenberg Rebbe, you know why it's Sosom? Why there's no break between Vayigash Vayichi? He quotes an unbelievable Targum Yonason that says, you know what the Jews' problem was? It says, Vayechazu ba. They got settled in the land of Mitzrayim. They started buying property. Before they got to Mitzrayim, you know what their issue was? They were shepherds. What does a shepherd need to do? He needs to take his stupid sheep into the desert, corral them in some gate, and he sits at the sefer and he learns all day. That's what a shepherd does all day. Guy who works the ground, you're going to have Oved Adama, your real estate, you got to scour your properties, you got to go, it's not passive income. You got to really go and really check the property and make sure the ground is growing, etc. He says, so they gave up their limud HaTorah b'iyun, he writes. Listen to this. He says, V'yesh Omer Od, two lines, Sans Kloisenberg Rebbe. He says, you know why the Parsha is Sosom? Because it's a dig against the Bnei Yaakov. The Wahachi Parsha is Stuma. Vahoros ki agam shalom de Torah. They weren't Torah. Now that they own property, real estate, they couldn't learn all day. What was final is bonin karoi b'torah. They couldn't understand what they were learning. They were just flying through very bekias. It was just from the lips and outward. They didn't understand what they were saying. The only real limud HaTorah is if you understand what you were saying. So that's why it's Sosom, because it's an embarrassment to the Bnei Yaakov that they stopped and their children, because they stopped learning B'iyun. They didn't understand what they were saying. And if you don't understand what you're saying, what is the point of learning? Bring Musar, and that's why it's Sosom, Sans Kloisenberger Rebbe. Shkoyach.